Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Morning, 11:03 here in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Roger Carey, KSL's top local story this hour. Everybody got very excited Thursday when West Valley City Police said they were going to be holding a big news conference in Ely, Nevada yesterday, Friday, all about Susan Powell, now missing for 2 years. Here's the surprise, though. Nothing happened. Well, very, very little happened anyway, except for photo ops, perhaps, of guys staring into mine shafts. And that was a highlight. But former FBI special ops guy Lou Bertram thinks there may have been a method to their madness.
They may still have some more tricks, because I don't know what suggestions. There could be 15, could be 20. Maybe they executed one or two today.
Now, out of all that inaction, seeming inaction in Ely, Josh Powell, Susan's husband, was actually talking to the media there in Washington State where he lives. He didn't say much, though, and he's the only person of interest so far in this case. Death by tracks last night in downtown Salt Lake City. 69-year-old man paying attention to one tracks train, didn't see the other one coming the other way. He stepped into the path of the oncoming train. He was killed instantly. No name on the victim yet. It's the third tracks death so far this year. It might have been a little bit stinky, but it could have been worse. Last night, an 18-wheeler carrying seafood heading eastbound on I-80 went off the embankment near Parley's. Truck caught fire. That caused a brush fire. Nobody hurt miraculously, but I-80 was closed in both directions with cleanup and investigations and possible emergency use of copious amounts of cocktail sauce. Coming up on KSL News Radio, no 100-degree temperatures this week, looks like. We're going to check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News time is 11:04.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda.
While we disagree very much with the jury verdict, we must respect it.
5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov. The official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
With breaking real-time information from the web. The Browser, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. Roads, generally, very, very good. One slow point, though. It's northbound, I-15, around the point of the mountain. Kind of one lane there for construction, so be aware of that. Point of the mountain, northbound, I-15. A little bit humid today, 20% chance of showers, mostly in the mountains, though, and mostly later on today. Today's high 92, same for tomorrow, about 92, a little bit drier tomorrow, then a mini heat wave arriving this week in midweek. Temperatures start to kick up a little bit Wednesday, about 94 Wednesday, 95 Thursday, back to 92 on Friday, so we don't really get near that 100-degree mark, not really close anyway. It's the huge free labor sale at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Free labor and 1 year's free interest OAC when you buy your carpet now. Visit ogdensflooring.com for the location near you. Right now, 86 degrees here in downtown Salt Lake City at 11:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Roger Carey, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
The Matt Townsend Show.
That mutt is not sleeping in our bed.
She's clean.
Strategies to get along better without killing each other. Communication, conflict, sex, love, and dating. And the secret to effective and genuinely happy relationships. Here's Matt Townsend on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good Saturday morning, everybody.
Welcome to the Matt Townsend Show. I am your host, Matt Townsend, your relationship coach, your guide on the side, doing what we can every Saturday on the show to help you and your relationships grow healthy and strong long into the future. Just like Larry Sagers helps the plant kingdom, we help the relationship kingdom. Welcome to the show, everybody. I think we have a fairly interesting topic today that we've got to get into because, you know, we all are in this crazy little world. We all have our own little value system. We all believe certain things are more important than other things. And then that would be great if we didn't ever have to deal with each other. But then sometimes we have to actually deal with each other. And we have to start interacting. We have to share our views, our opinions. And so what I want to talk about today is how do you share your values without coming off a little snooty or a little self-righteous? It may be, I keep hearing complaints kind of rumbling through as I talk to people that honestly, people feel like there's a lot of self-righteousness going on. There's a lot of people that are acting holier than thou in Utah. And so I want to talk about that today. Are we exceptionally holier than thou? Do we seem to, you know, act like we're better than other people? Do you see that as a problem in your life? Do you see that as a problem in your day-to-day interactions? Do you have a lot of people that you feel are judging you? And if so, what on earth are we supposed to do? Because how do you balance having values, you know, having a way of doing things, and interact with others who maybe don't do things that way without offending them and without coming off like you're self-righteous or holier than thou? So that's what I want to talk about. How do we go about, seriously, day to day, how do we get into this idea of being, you know, a person with values? You know, we always talk about it's important to know your values and live your values. But how do we do it without offending everyone around us? And should we even be worried about that? Does that even matter? Should I be worried about what everyone else is thinking when I take a stand on something and don't do something? And again, I'm not talking about like major extreme stands. You know, there's some things that are just maybe a little easier to take your stand on. But I'm talking about little things. Like, let's just say as a parent that you don't want to, you don't want your kids to sleep over and have sleepovers at their friend's house until some don't ever want it ever. And some don't want to do it till the kids are a lot older. Okay, so when you're talking to the mother of one of your children's friends and they say, you know, really, we'd love to have so-and-so sleep over, and you really don't want them to sleep over, and you don't want to come off like you don't trust these people, or you don't want to come off like, yeah, we don't do that. Okay, sorry, loser. So how do you bridge this? How do we go about saying what needs to be said, but saying it in a way that we don't offend everybody? That's what I want to talk about on the show. Give us a call, 575-8255, area code 801-575-8255. How do you share your values with other people without coming off arrogant, without coming off self-righteous, okay? Without coming off like you're this moral expert or moral, the equivalent of, you know, you're the guru, you're the one, you're the myth, you're the legend. How do you not come off just like an arrogant, self-righteous person when you're standing up for your values? Here's probably a better example. Let's say you truly just, you know, you don't do certain things on Sunday. Maybe you don't go boating, okay? Or maybe you don't play sports, or you don't want to just, you know, have your kids go play sporting events or whatever, okay? How do you, when your friends down the street just moved in from Tallahassee and they're inviting you to go boating? They have a great boat. They'd love to go boating. Sunday's the day they go boating, and they ask you to go boating. How do you say no without coming off like, you know what, we like to keep the Sabbath day holy, and the other person now feels like they're being taught a lesson from the Bible? Is that okay? I mean, is that how we're supposed to handle this? Or how do we do it so we don't have to drive everyone away and still convey that we have values and our values are different? That's really what I want to get into. And I want to hear from you. What have you found in your life that helps this be more successful? What have you found that helps to create the ability to have different values from your neighbors and your friends and to be able to share those values. That's what we want to get into. Give us a call, 575-8255, 575-8255, KSL Talk, and I want to hear from you. What are your views? How should you approach these different value conversations so it doesn't look like you're correcting somebody, so it doesn't look like you don't really want to go, so it doesn't look like you're putting on a front of morality? That, to me, I think just subtly offends a lot of people. And I'm hearing people that are like, I met with a person yesterday in my coaching business that is really struggling because he thinks we're just all too self-righteous. And he's actually struggling in his own belief system in his church and religion because he doesn't see the love that's supposed to be in a religion. He sees more kind of snarky rudeness. And he sees a lot of people that are judgmental. And so on the show today, I want to rip this one open and figure out how on earth we truly talk about our value system, share our values, care, and still convey a message of openness and a message of understanding. 575-8255. If you're down in Utah County, 470-5751. Up in Weber, North Davis County, 670-5751. And we want to hear from all of you. Give us your take. What have you noticed is the best way to approach a person when you have a little bit of a values disagreement? Or it's not even really a major disagreement. I mean, quite honestly, who wouldn't want to go boating? Really? Even on a Sunday? I mean, I know you're not supposed to go boating on a Sunday, but you can still be intrigued by the idea. You can still say, yeah, oh, that sounds so awesome. Sounds so great to go boating on a Sunday. And then how do we tell them that our values, that we really just believe that we shouldn't be doing certain things on a Sunday or whatever your value system is? It can be anything. Or the sleepover. You know what? I'd love my son to be able to sleep over with you and then be able to share with them why you kind of don't want your children sleeping over right now. It would be so fun to have Tommy play with Johnny. They really love each other and a sleepover would be so fun. How do we share the other side without coming off preachy? Without coming off dogmatic and doctrinal, without pulling out some major life eternal principle? I mean, again, there's a time and a place, I think, for this. Like, if I'm telling my family something about my values, my extended family, I can probably do it in a completely different way than I might be able to do it to other audiences. So how do we read the audience right? How do we approach people and not come off as so offensive? I mean, we really are trying to be a community, right? Where we accept people. And we really do want to be able to love everyone, right? Right. Is that the goal? Then why do we struggle so much with this? And why do we hear so many comments of people that are like, ugh, they're so judgmental? And what must it be like to live? Just to answer this question, what's it like to live next to you? Oh, it's wonderful. I am an incredible neighbor. So, well, some of you are flat out amazing. And some of you, you wouldn't talk to me if I was dying in the middle of the street. And some of us feel judged. And by the way, you don't have to be judged just by someone of the different faith, right? You could be judged by someone in your own faith. Have you ever just gone to like a family reunion and one member of your family, a cousin or a brother or whatever, they don't do certain things on certain trips and others do. And then all of a sudden you feel like a loser. Well, I let my kids do that. I'm such a bad guy. That's what we're talking about here on the Matt Townsend Show. Give us a call, 575-8255. We want to hear from you. When we come back from the break, we'll start sharing the secrets about how to not come off self-righteous. You're listening to the Matt Townsend Show right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Black-haired flamenco dance. You know she dances while his
father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful. KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station. A groundbreaking new show brings the web to your car at broadband speed.
The baby boomers are ditching their SUVs and minivans, and they're buying the cars they've always wanted.
Corvettes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Plenty of convertibles, too.
Yeah.
Lots of convertibles.
A lot of times we go, oh, look at that Corvette and the guy driving it.
It's my dad.
Not my age.
It's the browser. Weekdays 1 till 3 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hello, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Once a year, we scour every corner of our distribution warehouse and stores. Countless sleepless nights digging and prodding with no rock left unturned in our entire empire. What does that mean to you? It's our back-to-school Ultra Deluxe Warp Turbo Mega Sale with up to 75% off the original prices on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. Demos, scratch and dents, blowout models, funny colored discontinued computers, and more for up to 75% off the original prices. Have I lost my mind?
No, Master.
I have not, because it's our once-a-year back-to-school Ultra Deluxe Warp Turbo Mega Sale with up to 75% off the original prices on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. Okay, to make it extra fluffy, we're doing zero down, zero interest for a year on any new computer. Oh, I see. Show your student or faculty ID for an extra $100 off any computer. Call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, hurry, you must make haste.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
My kidneys.
Both feet.
It moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Almost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened?
10 toes are now 9.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Join school nurses and families nationwide by adding your voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or health care provider. And visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Hi, I'm Brett Michaels for the American Diabetes Association. Diabetes is a constant battle. I know, I've had it since I was 6 years old. A lot of people don't consider it deadly, but diabetes kills more Americans each year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. Please join me in the movement to stop diabetes. Help us raise awareness and find a cure. Share, act, learn, and give at StopDiabetes.com.
Hello there. Do you recognize my voice? That's right, I'm a professional announcer. My voice has power. I get paid to talk, and I can talk about anything to anybody. Except when it comes to talking to my parents about their care as they get older. Whatever I try, I can't seem to talk about the aging issue.
No matter who you are, it's not easy talking about aging. For help getting started, go to voa.org/talk. A message from Volunteers of America.
To the high school sweetheart you fell in love with, call the Matt Townsend Show at 575-8255 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Matt Townsend Show. We're talking about values. How do you share your values without coming off self-righteous? How do you take a position without coming off holier than thou? And again, I truly, honestly believe you can. I believe you can. And again, I don't know that I don't know that every position matters. I mean, I don't know that every position we have to take a stand on. You know what I mean? I just think there's certain positions that we really need to, and I think we can do it in a way that isn't maybe as, I don't know, repelling, that doesn't tend to repel everybody that to so they don't even want to see us or talk to us. I think it's an important part of balancing your values. Because, I mean, if you have a value, you always have to balance the value or the principle you believe in with higher principles, right? So you can have the principle of, you know, religious Sabbath day worship. That's a great principle. And simultaneously still love people and have compassion and understanding for those around you that don't believe that. Right? So it's balancing the principles. So I want to hear from you. 575-8255. What have you found about balancing our principles and mainly being able to discuss your values with others, being able to kind of push back on others, you know, when you don't want to do certain things without coming off as a preachy, self-righteous person? And I also want to hear from those that think, hey, it doesn't matter if you come off preachy. Doesn't matter if you sound self-righteous. It's your values that matter, okay? 575-8255. If you're down in Utah County, 470-5751. Up in Weber and North Davis County, we want to hear from you as well. 570-5751. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go straight to the phones. Carol in Layton. Carol, welcome to the Matt Townsend Show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. What's your take on this? What do you think? Are we a self-righteous state?
Well, I'm sure I've offended people.
Oh, yeah.
But
we all have.
The first thing that, to me, I raised a large family, and I wanted to keep them safe. I felt that my job as a parent is to give them an environment that they can be safe and feel good, and I also wanted to pass on my heritage and my beliefs.
Right, right.
And so my first take is I couldn't be afraid or worried. I was more worried about teaching my children and keeping an environment that was good for them rather than, but then I, at times, I didn't want to offend our neighbors. Our children all, we did a paper route for years. And we wanted them to interact.
Yeah.
And we knew all of our neighbors. We knew them better than anyone in that neighborhood.
Yeah, you deliver their paper.
And so we knew the paper, and our children were taught to be kind and gracious. Because you had better, happier customers that way.
Right. But so you had this weird battle going on, Carol, between the fear of losing your kids to, you know, to not being vigilant.
But that was the thing. I wasn't afraid. First of all, I have to know that what my principle is based on truth and right. And there's a reason that I want to pass it on to my children.
Right.
And once that's established in my mind, then I'm going to help them deal with it, but I'm never going to give in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. See, now, you know, it's an interesting point, Carol, because I wonder, how do you not offend? Like, when you're adamant to not give in,
sure.
I mean, and
well,
you, by the way, you don't give in. You don't have to give in.
Well, we found in our family that we had family council meetings, and we talk about, first of all, why we wanted to maintain that principle.
Great.
And then we'd talk about what should we say, how do we say. And
that's
we
perfect.
Found for our children that one of the easiest for things for them to tell other people, because they're asked first.
Yeah.
And if they know how to answer, then you're going to deal with it easier. But
that's
we would just say, you know, our family's established a family rule. And, for instance, sleepovers. Oh, I can't come and stay all night, but I can come to the party.
Yeah,
what
do a late
can I bring?
Over. Yeah.
I can come and participate. I just can't stay all night.
Yeah.
And with that, it just makes it easier.
That's right.
But they always knew. And then, you know, on Sunday activities, it's like, could we do it another day? Our family has commitments on Sunday.
See, that's a great, you know what, Carol, that's a great way to do it. Because that's, I mean, see, what you're doing is you've already got something planned. It's not, it's a commitment. You've already made a commitment for Sunday. And what I love, too, is you're teaching your kids. You're doing this proactively. I mean, I think everybody listening, you should be having this conversation. We should be talking to our kids that, you know what? Some people, and, you know, some of them just do get offended, and let's talk about that easily. And some of us are just kind of offensive because we're very strong believers in what we believe. But when you believe strongly in something, you still need to temper yourself, and you still need to make sure, I mean, not always, there's a time to come off strong, and there's a time to just come off understanding. But we should be having the conversation with our children, as Carol does. Get them in a room, talk about the values, and start teaching them. There's other ways that we can set this up, and we'll get into some very detailed ideas at the very end of the show. But great call, Carol. Let's go to Gary in Provo and get Gary's take on this. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you, bud?
Good.
What do you think of all this?
Well, you know, I come from a different perspective, not being LDS.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting. And here's where I start with.
Yeah.
If your boat example, the Tallahassee family, you know what? If you went over 2 weeks later and say, hey, you know what? We just don't go because of our beliefs or whatever. But
yeah.
I don't know if the LDS people can have barbecue in their backyard on Sunday, but, you know, come to our one of these Sundays over to our yard. And that would be a good thing. Here's where the problem is.
Yeah, let's hear it, Gary.
If that couple had been here for a year, and he told them that, they have a prejudice towards you at this point. I honestly believe...
Kind of a reverse prejudice.
...that I have, and I have to admit it, that my children as well have a reverse prejudice.
Interesting.
Because we're tired of it. And,
yeah.
And it's projected upon us, their beliefs. And if you don't want... to be offensive, the first thing you don't do is notice. You just don't notice if you're at my house or at the restaurant that I'm having a beer with my dinner.
Yeah, don't focus on that.
It.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And I have been out. Matter of fact, I went to a nice luncheon last week with a coworker, and the table next to literally moved because we were drinking wine with our lunch. And that's offensive. Now,
totally.
Truth is, I would not even notice that if I wouldn't already been prejudiced towards being...
That's right.
Having their religion projected on me. The problem is when you project your religion on me, it's prejudice.
That's it.
When you project Christianity on me, it's accepted.
Yep. You know what, Gary? Oh, we got to take a break. Oh, I loved your call. That's it. We're going to come back. We're going to dive into this and get into more about what Gary was saying. Folks, do you care enough to care enough? We're listening to the Matt Townsend Show right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We all plan. Our daily schedules, our grocery lists, our vacations. Some of us just plan bigger than others.
Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood.
These are the words of Daniel Burnham, legendary urban planner. And he practiced what he preached by crafting the first comprehensive plan for the controlled growth of an American city, the Plan of Chicago. His vision at the turn of the last century defined the city's lakefront parks, its beaches and harbors, and the magnificent mile that people enjoy today.
Make big plans. Aim high and hope and work.
Today, community planning is a trusted discipline, one that changes how people live in big ways and small. And planners have proven approaches that make neighborhoods great and keep them great for the future. You can learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Great communities are no accident. They're planned to be great. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
11:30 here in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I brought you Carrie KSL's top local story this hour. Your property taxes are going up in Davis County. School board approved a $68 hike to the average homeowner there. That would raise the school budget in Davis about $8.5 million. It allows for slightly smaller class sizes and a 1.5% pay increase for teachers. Only one guy on the school board voted against it. Peter Cannon said he was answering with a Farmington Tea Party no. Some folks are mad and wondering why West Valley Police held a news conference in boiling hot Ely, Nevada yesterday to announce little or no new information in the Susan Powell missing persons case. Susan's father, Chuck Cox.
I was disappointed in the news conference. They didn't tell me anything. That's basically what I thought was, what was the point?
According to a retired FBI agent, the point might have been kind of like a rope-a-dope situation like they did with Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. Police called Kaczynski dumb and careless. They baited Ted, made him mad, and that led to his capture eventually. Susan's husband, Josh Powell, still the only person of interest in this case. A thick cloud of dust has swallowed Phoenix, Arizona at sundown three times this summer, covering the city of Phoenix with grit. A dust storm happened most recently a couple of nights ago with 1,000-foot-high wall of dust that traveled at least 50 miles. Resident Dan Seamster says visibility was so bad he actually drove past his destination because he simply didn't see it.
I actually passed this place because all the lights were off because it's dark out here at night. Mm-hmm. I passed and I went all the way down there and I said, wait a minute, what's going on? I had to turn around because there was no lights. I couldn't see where I was.
And these dust storms do have an actual name. They are called
Haboobs. That's their name, Haboobs, which sounds a little bit like a Middle Eastern version of the Three Stooges. Those hilarious Haboobs. Coming up on KSL News Radio, let's stay away from 100-degree temperatures, huh? Gonna check your live 5 forecast next. KSL News time is 11:33.
Get emergency traffic even earlier. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Now starting at 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM traffic station.
When our eyes met from across the room, I knew we were meant to be together. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and that's why I adopted my adorable dog, Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to create a day when there are no more homeless pets. Each year, millions of dogs suffer horrendous conditions in puppy mills. Their sole purpose is to make money for the people who supply puppies to pet stores across the country. Meanwhile, about 4,000 dogs are killed every day in America's shelters. You can help stop this by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. Together, we can ensure that all of America's dogs have a family of their own. When searching for your next best friend, go to your local shelter and rescue a great dog like Honey. Do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. Let a shelter dog steal your heart. Visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
In-depth information in your car.
We can get this right.
And all night long.
I think that's a fair point to make.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. Northbound I-15 right around the point of the mountain. They're doing construction, so they're one-laning that baby right there. Making traffic slow once again. Prepare for slowness. I-15 northbound right around point of the mountain. A little bit on the humid side today. 20% chance of showers, mostly in the mountains and mostly later in the day. High today, 92. Same for tomorrow, 92 for the high. Drying out a little bit tomorrow. Then a mini, mini, mini heat wave arriving this week, midweek. Temperatures are starting to kick up Wednesday, 94 Wednesday, 95 Thursday. And they were saying maybe as hot as 98 on Friday. No. They've downgraded that in a good way to 92 for the high on Friday. Building a new fence or a deck and you're on a budget? Sutherland's has cedar boards at 99 cents and Cimarron composite decking for $1.50 a linear foot. A dollar less than Trex. Right now, 86 degrees here in downtown Salt Lake City at 11:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Roger Carey, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Listen now, and you're guaranteed to learn something that'll make your home happier tonight. This is the Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Matt Townsend Show. We're talking about our value system. How do you communicate your values without coming off self-righteous? I want to hear from you. 575-8255. What have you learned about growing a peaceful, coexistent, in fact, more than that, a synergistic relationship with people that have different values around you? We had a call before the break from Gary, who was saying he doesn't have the same values, you know, as the majority religion here, and that's not his religion. And he even noticed that not only does he feel like there's kind of a prejudice against him, you know, and people see him drinking and they move tables because they don't want to be near people that are drinking. And but then he notices, even as a non-member or whatever, that he starts to have a reverse prejudice against the others. So we're all kind of doing this. So how is it that we don't end up becoming so polarized, having to hate each other, and instead actually just find a way to share our values with each other? You know, and I'm just talking more of the subtle stuff. I'm not talking like major, where we have a major clash between our values, but a simple one like, hey, what about kids going camping with all their friends with guys and girls being there? Maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't be doing that. How do we just say no, right? And how do we do it in a way that we don't offend everyone? 575-8255. I'd love to hear from you, your insight on this. If you've got insight in you know, just trying to bridge these gaps, if you found a way to create strong connections neighbor to neighbor with people that think differently from you, I'd love to hear from you and find out how you did it. 470-5751. That is your number if you're down in Utah County. Up in Weber and North Davis County, 670-5751. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. David in Magna. David, welcome to the Matt Townsend Show.
Matt, a great show.
Thank you.
And a great topic.
Thank you.
Matt, we always need to be gracious about invites, and let's use that fishing boating from Florida example. The person loves boating and fishing, and there's nothing wrong with that. I would just tell him... I have some volunteer commitments at church on Sunday. I teach a Bible class.
That's great.
But I love fishing, and I would love to go boating and fishing. And I would talk to him about the differences between Utah fishing and Florida fishing, and maybe set up a time other than the Sunday to go fishing. And this is an actual case where we both took off work, and we went fishing, and it was a simple
thing. Cool.
Jordan Narrows, and... I taught him how to catch channel catfish, and man, he just loved it.
Did he?
And he loved it, and you have to take an interest in their interest.
Exactly.
And you've got to take an interest in them as a person, and just by saying, I teach a Bible class.
That's you're using their language, or you're using kind of the more universal language.
Right, and I said, I teach a Bible class, and my other family members, they volunteer to do some church work on Sunday, but there's nothing preachy in that.
Not at all.
And... we became good friends, and, you know, I would have liked him to join the church, and maybe he did down the road. We've lost touch, but you got to be gracious. Thank them for the invite.
Yeah.
Make it another time, and ask what's interesting to him.
Yeah, get into them.
And that seems to work.
Good stuff.
You never have to be very blunt and say, we don't do stuff like that.
Yeah. Sinner.
You just don't do that. I mean, I wouldn't like that from another person.
No way.
No matter what religion they belong to, but just be kind and ask
about
their interests, and I think that usually helps out.
That's good stuff, David.
And,
thanks.
And also, set a good example, too. I mean, if you...
Be there,
If you're a hypocrite about it, then, man, that really blows...
then you'll pay down the road. Thanks for that call, David. Really good insight, and... Notice just the spirit of David's approach is just be there, be a friend. You're not, you know, talk their language. I mean, the reality is this is universal. This is every one of us are different. Okay. So it's not even just, this doesn't even just have to be a religious difference. It could just be, you know, you're from Utah, you're from the South difference. I mean, like he was giving the fishing examples. The reality is people just want to be respected. They don't want to be talked down to. They just want to be revered. And everyone just wants a friend. I mean, really, we're asking you to go fishing to become friends. And honestly, we can go with you even if we have different value systems. I think we're missing it. I think a lot of us are just missing the boat. We don't have to get rid of everybody that doesn't think like us. We do have the strength to be with people that think differently than us. And I really want us to be getting that message. Let's go to Casey in West Valley City. Casey, welcome to the Matt Townsend Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What do you think? What's your take on all this, Casey?
Well, first thing is, I think it's important to note that I am LDS. I am a member of that church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people just care way too much.
Like they're too
just
sensitive?
Let it go.
Let it go that they said it, or let it go that they...
Let it go that they said it. I think people get offended too easily.
Oh,
I've stood up and talked to members of my church countless times. Don't choose to be offended.
Yeah.
90% of everything in life, except for the things that happen to you, is your choice.
Yeah.
You choose how you react to them.
You know what's funny?
Go
ahead, Casey. I was just saying, there's funny thing, though, that I think makes it hard for people. Like, there's something you just said that maybe people out there in the listening audience heard, and it's something this subtle. Okay, so let me just bring it up. You said, I'm a member of the church. And Anyway, it was subtle.
Oh, I meant to say
I know.
I'm a member of that church.
That church, yeah. But the church. But you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's something that's that subtle. And I think when you probably said that, your point of we all need to just relax and not get offended is there's 1,000, 2,000 people that just heard that, I mean, that got offended by that right now. And there's other people that didn't even hear you said it.
Wow.
And so, I mean, what I guess your point is dead on. We're all way too willing to be offended. And we're
Absolutely.
Way too given everybody, we're giving everybody, whether, whatever, faith, whatever, way too much power to make us mad.
I completely agree, because when you get offended, you give that person that power and that control over you.
Yeah.
And no one needs to have that much control over you. I have friends that have no faith or no religion at all. I have friends that go to different churches and different religions.
Yep.
And we talk about all our values all the time.
Yeah.
I also think it's very important to the whole we don't do that phrase is
yeah.
gotta be the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sit down and have a civil conversation and explain it
yep.
in plain terms.
Yeah.
You know, this is just why we don't do this. We don't see anything, you know, you do what you want to do, that's cool. And we can hang out, you know, we can go boating, fishing, any day of the week. These are the commitments I have on Sunday.
That's
these are the things, you know, that I choose to do, and
yeah.
that's just on me.
And then Wednesday, and then Wednesday you go in and you say, hey, but let's go Wednesday, and then you make sure Wednesday happens. I mean, Casey, I think you're right on, dude. See, it's so subtle, though. Did you hear? I mean, we all can just hear it. You can just hear these little things that people say. And based on your history, and like Gary was saying earlier on the lines, it only takes about a year, he said, to move into Utah and then to start really reverse discriminating and just diminishing everybody. And I think we got to be careful of this, all of us, because you know what's gonna happen. I'll just throw it out there. There's something's gonna happen. We're gonna have a disaster someday, and you're gonna rely on the guy who has the generators down the street. You know that non-member guy that you never talked to, who asked you to go fishing 8 years ago, and you guys have been offended ever since? Eventually, we're fully going to depend on each other. To me, that's what being a part of the human race is about. And if we want to be truly dedicated and into our faiths, whatever they are, our religious beliefs, whatever they are, our values, whatever they are, we got to start being broad enough to let a lot of people in. I don't think our faith should be cliquey, and I don't think it should be excluding. We shouldn't have this faith that just excludes everyone. And I don't think really that's anyone's point or anyone's goal. There are times we take stands. I get that. It's just, it doesn't have to be on the carpool, right? Or it doesn't have to be on the birthday party. Well, who's going to be at the party? Anyway, it just seems like we're kind of a little bit, we're just wound a little bit too tight. And I get it. I really do. As a father of 6 kids, I get why we do it. I mean, we're trying to protect family. We're trying to protect. And remember, like we started this whole show talking about an example of like a sleepover. So if you're having a sleepover, or your kid's been invited to a sleepover, and you just really don't believe in sleepovers, or someone else doesn't believe in sleepovers, that person has a reason why they do. And it might be worth, before we freak out about it, judge it, take offense or whatever, it might be worth finding out why they don't like sleepovers. I mean, it could be a million reasons, and some of them aren't even about you. I knew a person that didn't want their kids to go to a sleepover because ever, they were never going to have their kids go to sleepovers because as a child, they were abused at a sleepover. And so for them, it's just not an option. You can take offense to that all day long, and the reality is they're still a really good person that's just trying to protect their babies, okay, their kids. And so I guess the point in all points here is we don't know. We don't know. Yet, honestly, even though we've kind of divided ourselves into camps, and I don't think it's really anyone's intention usually to divide the camps up, I think it's just natural, it's human nature that we stick to those that are like us. And there was an interesting quote by an executive. Oh, what was his name? Chainsaw Al Dunlop was his name. And he used to be a guy that would go into businesses, and his job was to cut up the business into its most operational parts, and any fat, he was to get rid of it. And his basic belief was when he would go into a business and try to have to cut it up and lay people off and everything, his basic point was, look, if everyone's telling me the exact same thing, then I only need one of you. And so there's power in diversity, folks. There's a ton of power in being able to have neighbors that are different from you. And the power is not just in getting them to believe like you, but sometimes it's being able to broaden your own views, your own beliefs, your own ways of thinking. That's what this is about on the show. We'll be back after the break with tons of ideas on how to share your values without coming off self-righteous. You're listening to the Matt Townsend Show right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. For you.
Sleight of hand and twist of fate. In May of 2000, Devo Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
Hey, it's me, the regular dad. I ask guys like you a few questions, a kind of parenting test. So here goes. What is this sound? Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's the sound a young teenager makes when he's done something he regrets. Maybe he got caught up in peer pressure, tried a few drinks at a party, and the next morning, well, he makes this sound. Kind of a sad sound, isn't it? Hear the embarrassment, the reluctance, the pulling away? If you recognize it, then you know exactly what to do. Listen. It might take a long time, a drive together, or a walk that turns into a talk, and that turns into an arm around his shoulder that means you understand. That's when you can really talk, when he knows you understand. Then the both of you can figure out how not to make the same mistake again. I know, it's tough. Keep at it. You're doing great.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with KSL News Radio, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon, and this year you'll find me not only racing on the NASCAR circuit, but walking alongside children and their families who have been touched by cancer. Join me and thousands of others in supporting the CureSearch Walk. Funds raised support the life-saving research and treatment of children with cancer at more than 200 hospitals in the U.S., including one in your neighborhood. Together, we can conquer children's cancer. Register today at CureSearchWalk.org.
Team up with Rockford Fosgate and Sound Warehouse to raise $20,000 for Warriors Against Cancer in Kids and Young Adults with the help of the Salt Lake Bees on Sunday, August 28th at Spring Mobile Ballpark. Each player from both teams will go to bat in hopes of hitting the mobile Rockford Fosgate Sound Lab. It's a very large demo vehicle. It's going to be parked outside the right center field fence. The first pitch will be thrown at 6:05. One hit worth $20,000. Have a slugging good time at the ballpark and make a dent in cancer research and support for kids.
You may already know heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States, but if you think you're too young to worry about it, think again. My name is Essence Harris, and I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when I started experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain during my workouts. Then one night, after carrying my son Jaden into the house, it took me 15 minutes to catch my breath. I knew I was in trouble. After several months and a lot of persistence, I found a doctor who didn't chalk up my symptoms to fatigue. An angiogram revealed a 90% blockage in two arteries, and three stents were placed in my arteries to save my life. Now I'm doing all I can to make sure all women take control of their heart health. Be sure to exercise and eat a diet rich with heart-healthy foods like leafy greens, oats, and soy. And remember, don't ignore your body when it tells you something's wrong. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
A public service from Women Heart and the United Soybean Board.
Join Jay and Amy from the browser at the Soldier Hollow Classic Sheepdog Championships Labor Day weekend in Utah's Heber Valley. Congratulations to this week's Ugly Mutt Contest finalist, Heather Stratton's pup, and Best Dressed Dog finalist, the Stratton family's dog, Casper. They each win a Soldier Hollow prize pack and will join us at the Classic to compete for a $1,000 grand prize. Find out how to get your dog in to win, too, at KSL.com. It's the Soldier Hollow Classic on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Better, argue less, and rediscover authentic relationships. Learn how. Call KSL Talk, the Matt Townsend Show, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Because you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Matt Townsend Show. Final segment on the show. We're talking about how to share your values with others, how to be more inclusive, not come off as self-righteous. And we've had some really great calls today. I guess in the end, it just comes down to caring, right? I mean, it comes down to seeing other people not through a faith, like not through their faith, you know, or the lack of faith. Not seeing people through a label, but just seeing people, good, decent people, trying to make a difference in life in the same rat race as you are. Let me give you four quick principles that I would just suggest that you use, okay? Principle number one, show the spirit of caring, not correcting. Whenever you're going to give feedback or advice, make sure the spirit of caring comes out more than the spirit of correcting someone or trying to convert them. You've heard the quote, I don't care how much you know till I know how much you care. Well, the spirit of caring is what opens up the heart to the listener, right? So we've got to be caring. Two, adapt your message to your audience. And we heard Gary today on a call gave a really good example of that where, you know, he'd call it a Bible class. I volunteer to teach Bible class at church. And so I volunteered to do this. It's really important to me, so I won't be able to go boating with you guys. And he adapted the message to them. He doesn't have to call it the gospel doctrine class or some, you don't have to use our jargon or other people's jargon, right? Third principle is share the real benefits, not just the lofty principles. Every principle we live, whatever your religion, whatever your value system, there's very real benefits to it. So talk about the benefits instead of just getting caught up in language that people don't understand. And then just make sure you seem human. A lot of us, I think, a lot of times don't sound quite human because we're so in the striving of perfection that we forget that sometimes we're just human. Okay? You know what? We're all just people, folks, and that's what we do on the show, is try to help you connect better as people. If you have troubles and problems, if you have problems in your relationships, in your marriage, with your kids, and you need help, and you're ready on the verge to give up, do not give up. Go look us up at matttownsend.com, MattTownsend. Look us up. Come take our workshops. I'll sit down with you, do a free consult, do what we can to help you. We've got date nights. We've got workshops. We've got classes. Go to matttownsend.com and we'll help you out. And if not, join us next week every Saturday at 11 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You're full of fear, you're breathing fast, your head's pounding, and all you can hear is, I don't want to do it. You get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge. I thought it was 1,000 feet. I was like, no way am I jumping off this tower. I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? Every day it got harder, but every day we got stronger. And I thought, yes, I can do this. When it was all said and done, watching the color guard raise the American flag, hearing the national anthem, it was amazing. I've never felt anything like that before. At that point, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Polka knows you don't join the Marines, you become one. Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Here's what happened to poor Eddie, who bought one of those other brands of computers for school.
Oh, Mom, Dad, I started smoking crack and my teeth fell out. And I don't bathe anymore because the crappy computer we got from the big box store has been in Chumbawamba for repair for the whole semester. Help me, Mommy!
Here's what happened to Billy, whose parents bought him a PC Laptops computer with a lifetime service warranty.
Mom, Dad, I've got a 4.0, and I've got a full-ride scholarship. I'm also eating all my vegetables. At this rate, you won't have to worry about retirement because my success has you taken care of. What a wise investment. I love you guys. Show your student or faculty ID and get an extra $100 off any new computer at any one of our 9 locations. And to make it extra fluffy, we're doing zero down, zero interest for a year on any new computer. OAC, call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, we love you.
60 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk.